Good morning, I'm Stephanie, and welcome to Science 300 Podcast. Today, we're going to talk about a 3D imaging technique that allows you to see a microscopic world invisible to our naked eyes.
Stay tuned.
A novel microscopic technology called super-resolved fluorescence microscopy has recently brought optical microscopic scope down to nanoscale. This breakthrough in microscopy was awarded the Nobel Prize in Chemistry last year, 2014. Just a few months ago, a group of scientists from the University of British Columbia published a paper that describes their improvement on this microscopic technique.Which allows a much more accurate super-resolution 3D image. The lead researcher, Reza Tefti, is currently a PhD student in the Lasier Lab, also known as the Laboratory for Advanced Spectroscopy and Imaging Research. We had the honor to visit him in his lab. With a background of material engineering, Reza has fallen in love with building super-resolution microscope during his master's degree. He has given us an example application of this technique with heart cell imaging, which was used in his paper. In the example, he focused on two heart cell channels that are important for traction and excitation.
If someone can basically image those channels in nanometer resolution and just show how those different channels are related to each other. So that information can be used for making new medicines and treating some of the cardiac diseases. What we do here is that we have a stabilization system which does the stability in 3D and allows you to do deep imaging.
This technique can be extended to study many other biological structures at large.The setup of their microscope covers the entire surface of the table that's approximately 2x2 meters large. It looks like a miniature maze. When the system is running, we saw three laser beams laid out in the maze, in purple, green, and red. Reza explained to us that the purple beam, which is blocked during imaging, is in charge of activation.And thus controls the frequency and influences the intensity of blinking fluorescence triggered by the green and red laser beams during imaging.
The whole idea is to have molecules which have two different states, dark and bright. So they can be on or off. So what we are doing here is that we are just playing with that on and off state. So putting the molecule in off and then bring it back to on, image it, and then it would go to dark state.
He further explained to us why they chose this system using laser beams to activate and switch these molecules on and off.
The problem with the optical microscope is that it's limited to diffraction limit.
In other words, the resolution is limited by the wavelength of the light.For example, if we're using red light,
kind of say red light, which is about 600 nanometer wavelength, your resolution would be limited to 300 nanometer in X and Y, and two times of that in Z.
Z here means in depth.
So usually you have both resolution if you are imaging deep. There are many ways to circumvent this limitation. One of them is using single molecule technique.And the other one is called stimulated emission depletion microscope.
Reza explained his team's approach to overcome this limitation. They used single molecule technique.
Imagine that if you have a kind of molecule, which is star shape, you can image this one at just one frame, but since that is star shape, that's just 20 nanometer. Since it's really small, you get a kind of blur because it's diffraction limited.
For clarification,If distortion wavelength is less than the light wavelength we use, we can accurately image the molecule clearly.
Or you can take many images, say thousands of images, and at every frame just get some points on that star, and then you can reconstruct the image.
The reconstruction of the structure involves stacking up all the images of the illuminated parts of the target structure. The resulting image then has a good resolution unlimited to diffraction limits at even nanoscale. Because the team uses blinking molecules to image parts of the structure at every frame, it would take 40,000 frames at 50 Hz, which requires a processing period of 14 to 15 minutes per protein channel. During this time, stabilization of the system is vital.
You like to have a system which can stabilize your scope in 3D for a long time. Majority of the techniques out there are just working for either just one dimension or two dimension, and they don't allow you to do deep imaging.
Unfortunately, this stabilization is not normally offered by other microscopes, which is why Reza's paper focused on solving this problem, and they plan to further enhance their observation depth from micrometers to a few centimeters into the samples from the surface. To find out more, please visit our website and you can see the setup of the microscope as well as a more detailed explanation on the YouTube channel. Imagine if you can image anything that deep and alive in nanoscale, what would you want to see?